What's up? What's up? What's up? It's your girl, the Core Queen. We are back with another episode of the Core Queen podcast. And I got the man, the myth, the legend, my boy, TB Too Funny.
Hey, papi. I got Jose in the car too.
Okay, he ready to go. Jose, ready?
Come on now.
Listen, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you here.
I'm glad to be here, Didi. You already know the vibe. Look. Didi still looking good. Look, Didi been looking good since I known her. Okay, so- I'm tell y'all. Look, y'all.
You a hot mess. Don't start your shit. Look, he said Jose in the car. He the one.
Jose,
be
look,
up.
Yeah, Jose. If Jose see you, how you looking? It's over.
Jose don't know how to act.
Jose ain't like he crazy. He don't got no chill.
Look, I can't look. For those of you who do not know who TB Too Funny is, I'm going to let y'all in on a little bit of who he is, what he do, you know what I mean? Before we get into our questions, because I got some shit to ask TB. But TB was born and raised in Brooklyn, BK.
Ow.
Okay? Look, his name is Tamaine TB Too Funny Bryant. Yeah. He is an up-and-coming actor, comedian, and internet personality. He's best known for his viral skit starring Jose, and other characters. He recently landed a role in a movie called First Day Out. It's a feature film directed by Pete, I don't want to say his name, wrong, Petrelli. Okay, and Dale Stelly.
Mm-hmm.
He now resides in Charlotte, North Carolina. Okay, the foe.
Mm-hmm.
His appearance in the film placed him alongside frequent collaborators like Myron Jewell, as well as North Carolina icons Anthony Hamilton and Duchess Lattimore.
Mm-hmm.
TB Too Funny.
Hey.
Let's go. Okay, BK. We're Brooklyn at.
Look, I'll be ready to turn up. Let's stop playing.
Oh my God. So what made you move from Brooklyn to Charlotte?
So rent. Yeah,
rent. Oh my God.
Yeah, rent.
Rent.
Look, I'm trying to tell you, look, rent $2,000 for a box.
Ooh,
I'm, you know what I mean? I came down here, I got a two bedroom for $800. I couldn't beat that.
Yeah.
You feel me? So
yeah. New York is outrageous. Yeah.
I went back to visit last week. My mom was like, "You staying?" Ooh. Hell no. Nope.
Did you know people in Charlotte before you moved here?
I knew people from like because I grew up in church or whatever. So like I had church family like moved down here, or whatever. So I kind of had like some family members and church people down here, and then I was doing comedy in New York, so I just brought that down here as well, and I started. I was able to like meet more comedians and stuff like that. So when I tell you like I met people fast when I moved down here, that's exactly how it happened.
Literally. Okay. So you was doing comedy up north. Mm-hmm. Is it harder to do comedy up north or down south? Is it more receptive in either or?
It's harder to do comedy in the north, I would say, because people are like New Yorkers. If I don't know, it's rough and tough in New York.
Yeah.
So it's like, but I mean, it's like, I would say connecting wise with other comedians in New York is hard because it's so many comedians and the city is so big, but like. Every time you go out to a show, you bound to meet somebody new and be like, oh, damn. So getting your name out there is harder because there's so many more comedians.
Okay.
Here in Charlotte, you know, you have like a few comedians and they all, you know each other or whatever, you know, shout out to Burpee, you know, Burpee's here in Charlotte. So
yeah.
Ryan Davis is here. I mean, he's not here in Charlotte, but I think in like Greensboro or something like that, I think.
Yep.
So, I mean, everybody's like here, you know what I mean? You can reach out to them or whatever.
Okay.
So I would say, yeah, New York, definitely.
So you have experience in stand-up or just like skits, internet? Like, so, what's your background?
So I would say more so like skits, social media.
Okay.
But I've been doing stand-up for like 4 years, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I like to be in front of the camera. Like, throw me in front of the camera.
Right.
And let's roll. Like, that's why Jose, I think, has worked so much because the craziness is just crazy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It's just so much going on. But
okay. So what motivated you to become a comedian or get into comedy?
Getting in trouble in high school.
Oh God. Okay.
Yeah, I was the class clown. I walk in the class and teacher already know, like, this nigga about to my teacher's gonna stand me. Shout out Miss M.
You know what?
Yeah, shout out. Yeah, look. Any chance she got to kick me out of the class, she did that. That's my English teacher. She, yeah. I was not. and it didn't matter what I did. I could not be joking in the class of laugh. You know what I'm saying? It was that bad. So she was like, look, I can't have this nigga in my class.
Oh my God. Okay. So you knew early on that's what you was going to do.
So my mom was like, look, if you're going to be an asshole, be one for some money. Like, make it a thing and get you some money in your pocket.
Okay.
Don't just be being an asshole for free.
Okay. So I asked you about the stand-up thing because I'm not sure if you saw the clip where Ryan Davis was on the show and he mentioned that he doesn't believe a comedian is an actual comedian unless they do stand-up.
Right.
Do you agree with that?
I agree with that. And then that's actually what made me start doing stand-up, because I felt, it's funny that he said that, because I felt like you can't call yourself a comedian if you've never touched the stage. You've never, you don't know what that thrill is to like make people laugh, to bomb, you know, that's all a part of it. When I first got on stage, like my first time getting on stage, I did good. My second time right after that, I bombed, like literally, but that was, that's the stages of like learning how to like, okay, well, this is not like skits where I can like cut and then do it again. You know what I'm saying? Right. So I was in the stages of learning, like, nah, you got to go up there, be yourself, but like, you know what I'm saying? Be funny as well. Like right. You know what I mean? Everything that you do on videos, let the people see your personality. And that's just how I feel about shit now.
So what makes you say you bombed? What happened?
Man. Because the first time I did good, and you know, I went up there, I feel like, you know, I felt confident the first time I did it. Then the second time, I was just like, I don't know. Like, I would say anxiety took over. You know what I mean? Because it was new. I was like, social media, let's do skits. I was like, now skit wise, yeah, let's get it. I don't mind. Put me in front of the camera. I can make up a skit, whatever.
Right.
But like that second time around, I don't know, like anxiety took over me. And I was just like, just saying anything. I was just, you know, I was up there saying anything. So when you're surrounded by people who don't know, and then I was in a room that wasn't my room. You know what I mean? It was people who didn't follow me. So they didn't understand like my logic and like why things I was doing.
Okay.
It wasn't connecting. I didn't, to be honest, that second time I didn't have the following that I have now. So to even be like, come out to my shows, y'all, you know, it was just like, let me try to build something up and let's see. Jose wasn't even out then.
Oh.
Yeah, I was.
You was up there just,
I was TV trying to be funny. I was TV trying to show y'all I'm funny.
Oh my God, yo. So. Okay, that makes sense then. So I guess that's why a lot of comedians or people, you know, trying to come up, or even I think, I ain't gonna say well-seasoned comedians, but a lot of them talk about like practicing jokes or going to open mics and making sure you work the jokes first.
Yeah, it's definitely all a part of the game. Like a lot of comedians don't like to talk about bombing and stuff, but everybody has bombed once or twice, three times, and they, you know what I mean? So
I think that's a good thing though, because it helps you. It's a reality check. Like, okay, I got some work to do, or I need to work on this.
This works, that don't work. Don't try that again. You know, like, so
okay. So, you know, since you are a comedian and y'all got something going on right now in the comedy space with this beef.
Oh man.
Cat Williams was very vocal about this. I just wanted to know what your ideas are, or what you think about
Cat had these people on their toes. He ain't leave out nobody. I mean, I was like, God damn, I'm glad he don't know me. I don't know what he would have brought up some shit I don't even know about. And then TB too funny. He's just, wait, hold on, Cat. I didn't even know you knew me. Yeah, ain't no telling it. But I feel like, I mean, he just put a lot out there that, you know, clearing his name.
Yeah.
A lot of people, we think Cat is crazy. I don't think Cat is crazy at all. I think me personally, I think he real. He was saying names. He was name dropping. He was name dropping.
he was doing the comedian diss.
Man. I said, Lord. And everybody tried to get on Club Shay Shay after that.
Right.
So I was like, yeah.
Yeah. It seemed like it's a lot of comedians beefing though. What's up with that?
I don't know. It's a lot of competition. I feel like back in the day, like when Def Jam comedy was out, I feel like they worked more together. You know, now I feel like it's more competition, like you trying to make more money than me, nigga. You know, like one of those things, like rather than let's make the money together.
Yeah.
You know, you're good at comedy, I'm good at comedy. Let's get together. And that And that's one thing I applaud about like Kevin Hart and Chris Rock. They just did a special together on Netflix. Mm-hmm. And those are two people you would have never thought would be on the same stage, you know what I'm saying? So
yeah, that makes sense. I guess so, because like back in the day, it wasn't a lot of opportunities. Mm-hmm. So they had to work together. Yep. And now with so many opportunities, it's like
they'd be ready to kill each other.
Right.
Like, goddamn.
Yeah, I agree with that. So it seems like that just set the tone literally for 2024. Like ever since Cat Williams got on that show, it seemed like a portal got open and shit just been spiraling.
Yeah. Everybody going.
So of course, we just had like the battle of the fucking century.
Lord Jesus.
Kendrick versus Drake.
Kendrick versus Drake versus Rick Ross versus Metro Beats versus, I mean, I'm like, I said, God damn, everybody in it. And Metro caught a stray because he just make the beats.
Right, I'm like, oh, why he get it? Why you messing with him? And then
J. Cole apologized and still got some words after.
Yeah, it's been interesting.
Kendrick went wild on them boys.
He definitely did.
Kendrick went wild on them boys. And then Rick Ross called Drake a white boy. Oh, man. This shit is too much. It's like a too much, okay? That's what Jose had to say. It's like a too much.
Yo, real. The crazy part is that I was so happy that it was happening because for the first time in probably the last, I'm going to say 4 or 5 years, I didn't have to hear nothing about a booty hole being brown.
Man, look.
Bending over, touching no knees and... I'm like, rap? These got real rap?
These women rappers was going crazy over the last 3 to 4 years. I don't know what. Yeah, booties was brown and pussies was pink.
Eating niggas' ass
and switching it up and all of that. shit is just going crazy. We going haywire.
I was so, it was crazy because we have been listening to this for so long that we got inundated with this. And this rap battle, I mean, and it was like, whoa. And everybody was engaged with it.
Yeah.
Because we missed it. We were like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Lyrics? People were actually rapping?
Bars? Wow. Like,
yeah. So yeah. I was super excited about it. I agree. I think it was a landslide.
It was something that, like, hip-hop needed.
Yeah.
It was definitely needed, like, enough with the bullshit now. Like, let's see who really got bars for real.
Yeah, can we get rid of the strip rappers? Like, we're tired of the stripper rappers. It's getting old. Like, come on.
Even though J. Cole apologized, his shit was hot too, though.
Oh yeah.
I mean, J. Cole got bars. Everybody know that. Yeah.
Listen, that was a strategic move because he knew it was coming.
Oh well, yeah. You can't play.
Leave Kendrick alone.
I feel like Kendrick be locked up in a dungeon. Just I mean, he got a secret notebook and he's ready to pull that motherfucker out.
Yo, shut up.
For real. Like, certain people, you just leave the fuck alone.
Why he be quiet. Leave him alone. Leave that man alone. So, what it looked like to me, Drake waved the white flag because that last one was like, wait, what? Are you answering the questions here? You answering?
Oh, man.
Dude, cut it out. But so who is, in your opinion, who is the greatest comedian of all time?
Damn. I feel like comedians are still chasing the record of Eddie Murphy. His sold out, like he had like a sold out marathon damn near of when he was on stage. So I feel like comedians are still chasing that. But I would say Eddie Murphy. I love Eddie Murphy.
Okay.
I love Eddie. A lot of my Jose stuff has to do with like Eddie Murphy and like Martin Lawrence. I love Martin Lawrence as well. He about to do another tour as well.
Right. I was so hyped when he announced that.
That's about to be dope. Oh. But yeah, I love those two. And then right now I would say like, you know, Kevin Hart, because nobody's selling out arenas like Kevin is.
Yeah. He's definitely a comedic rock star. But I mean, landslide. He Philly stand up.
Yeah. Philly stand up one time. For sure.
Yeah. So if you had to do internet comedians right now, who would be your four on the Mount Rushmore of internet comedians? On your Mount Rushmore?
Desi Banks.
Oh yeah, Desi is good.
Ha Ha Davis.
Oh man, yeah.
A lot of people forgot about him because he stopped making videos, whatever. But Ha Ha Davis, definitely. Shiggy, he from Queens, he from New York. You said four. Mm-hmm. Myron Jewels.
You talking about cheating ass Myron?
Yeah, yeah. No, fofo. Don't say I never shouted you out. Look, you see? Don't ever say.
Cheating ass Myron.
That's my dog, though, for real.
Yeah, it's a lot of comedians that's out there, which I'm glad for the platforms that allow people to do more than just have to be on the stage. Yep. I think it's a lane for everybody. So yep. Do you think that a lot of these skits, or I'm going to say comedians doing the skits, mm-hmm. are good enough to be in movies?
Mm-hmm. Most of us are, because we love to be in front of the camera so much.
Okay.
So I would say everybody who does like skits really and is like successful with it and has a following because mm-hmm. of it, I think, for real, like that's the next step really from skits is movies.
So being in the movie, though, do you think it's an easy transition to play other roles outside of comedic roles?
I'm glad you asked that, because most people can only do like comedy stuff, and then mm-hmm. some people are, you know, they got that range where they could play a cop, they could play something right. serious, which is crazy because I'm playing a cop in a movie coming up. So, I mean, I can't wait for y'all to see that, you know, but I feel like the range is better, because in skits, sometimes you play like different roles and stuff, like Jose sometimes is the bad guy, sometimes he's the good guy, sometimes he's getting beat up by women, you know, so like you prepare yourself for all type of shit, for real, for real. Right. That's how I feel like.
I agree. Yeah. I don't know. I guess Kevin Hart. I don't mm-hmm. know. Does he?
I feel like
does
I
he
feel,
play.
He played a role, a serious role, where he killed his brother at the end.
Oh, that's right.
With Wesley Snipes.
Wesley Snipes. Yeah, he did.
That was like a really serious role for him. Yeah. And I was like, and a lot of people like didn't like the movie because they felt like it wasn't funny, but it wasn't supposed to be funny.
Right.
And that's why I think it's so hard to like get comedians on TV, because it's like it's hard to get him to be believable as like a killer, yeah. or to play a judge, like a serious role, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like,
because we waiting to laugh. Mm-hmm.
You can just look at Kev's face and just be like, like you already just ready to laugh, because nigga is crazy.
Yeah, yeah. I guess that is a hard transition to sell. I guess it's kind of the same thing. It was like reality star. It's mm-hmm. hard to look at them in a real film,
yeah.
and not see just this reality TV yeah. star. It's like
waiting for a fight to break out.
Right. It's like, this don't make sense. I don't want to see this. So, okay. Do you think that social media helps or hurts comedians?
I think it helps. You are able to build your fan base. You allow your fans or people who just support you, period, to see like what you do outside of mm-hmm. of the stage sometimes, or what you do outside of doing skits. So I think social media is actually really a help. I feel like if comedians back in the day had social media, how we got it now, mm-hmm. it would be way different. I feel like, because during the pandemic, social media is what helped a lot of comedians.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we wasn't doing shows like that. We couldn't do shows. We couldn't have people together. You know, everybody had to wear masks. Like, niggas don't want to tell jokes with a mask on. Like, you and that motherfucker like, yeah, so you know, you motherfuckers are like, look,
right.
Cancel this show. Cancel it. But
right.
Social media is definitely a help to us, I feel okay. like.
See, I asked that because I find it kind of hard, or I've witnessed mm-hmm. some comedians that do the skits, mm-hmm. and I've watched them try to transition onto the stage, and it didn't go well.
Yeah.
So sometimes mm-hmm. social media can be like this false sense of validation.
Some people are just only funny in front of the camera. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, and I felt like that, like for myself, even like after I bombed that second time, I was like, damn, maybe like on the stage ain't for me.
Right.
But my thing was, I'm so hard on myself. It's like, I don't want to just be a social media comedian. Mm-hmm. I want to be like mainstream one day. I want to be like, I want people to be like, yo, you know, TB got a new special coming. Like,
right.
I wanna be on that level. So, I mean, I'm pushing myself really I want to be on the stage with the DC Young Flies and the, mm-hmm. you know, I want to be able to do that. So, I'm around them now, but right. You know what I'm saying? So I'm doing something right. Yeah. For real.
I was going to ask you that, like, what is your goal in the comedy space? Like, do you, mm-hmm. like, what's your ultimate goal? What's your biggest vision for comedy? For
my biggest vision is I'm going to see my name on a billboard, on the biggest billboard. You know, it's more of a dream, I would mm-hmm. say, to sell out. I want to sell out arenas. I want to be able to sell out venues, period. You know, mm-hmm. like, oh, look, I'm in Chicago this week, da-da-da, come on out, and it's sold out.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? That's right. That's everybody's, I guess, goal or dream, to become so good that people just want to just watch you, you know, they want to come and support you.
Right. Okay. Yeah, because we need folks quoting Jose.
Quote Jose, look. Jose's taking over, like, slowly, for real. I was in the supermarket, and somebody was like, Jose!
Oh my God.
I'm not even I ain't even TV no more, for real, for real.
Jose done took over. Oh my God, that is hilarious. So if you could go on tour with any comedian, mm-hmm. who would it be?
Kevin Hart.
Okay.
I'm pretty sure it would be fun, because I feel like, you know, he'll give his advice, and his mm-hmm. his advice can't be wrong, you know what I'm saying? Because he's right. successful. So if I could go on tour with, like, Kevin Hart, after him, it would be Mike Epps, because I've always liked Mike Epps. Mm-hmm. I feel like he's a clown. You know, he's funny as hell. So him, after him, it would probably be like somebody more like doing it now. Like, I would say, like, Ryan Davis. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't mind going on tour with Ryan Davis, 85 South guys.
Oh yeah.
So yeah.
So when these people go on tour and they come, like, to Charlotte or whatever, mm-hmm. is it difficult to, like, I don't know, open for them? Mm-hmm.
Because the comics here, I mean, we have like a big bunch of, like, comedians here. So whenever a big comedian is coming here, you just throw your name in the bunch, literally, you know what I'm saying? And whoever's over the club or over the promotion at the time, you know, if they know you, sometimes people just get spots because, you know, they might know the promoter or something like that. Mm. So that's why it's good to hit the open mics, because when you hit these open mics, you meet promoters literally at mm-hmm. the open mics, because they're watching to see, like, who's funny here in the city.
Okay.
So, okay. Yeah.
I was wondering if it was, like, the same as, like, when artists come and mm-hmm. how they can pay to open for.
Yeah. And I wish I got 500. Just let me get 10 minutes. I got 5 for you.
Right.
I wish.
Dang, that's crazy. Okay. So I'm going to switch the subject a little bit for you, because, you know, for some reason on social media, for some reason, the biggest topics is about dating and around mm-hmm. dating. So okay. I got some questions for you. Because I think there's a few celebrity couples out there right now that are getting dragged mm-hmm. because of their age gap.
Okay.
Do you find it? I'm not gonna lead this question. What do you think about big age gaps, and what do you think is an acceptable age gap when dating?
That's a good question, though, because yeah, R. Kelly, oh, right now, God. yeah, R. Kelly, he's paying the price right now. He in there singing somebody some tunes right now. I feel like, I mean, as long as everybody is the appropriate age, like over 18 and over the legal age of dating each other, I think 20 years apart is too much. Like, I feel like 10 years apart, maybe, you know, too much. Like, if you're 25 as a female celebrity and you dating somebody who's like 39, about to be 40. I mean, that's a big gap, you know.
Yeah.
I feel like you missing out on, like, everything that, like, a young guy, so somebody your age can give you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You're just going straight to the mature shit.
What about if it's the other way, a guy?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, my fellas out there looking for the young beanies. Look, take it easy. All right, take it easy.
No, I'm saying if it's a guy that's 25 dating a 40-year-old woman.
Same, because find you somebody your around your age.
And I ask this because of they've been dragging Drea Michelle and Jalen Green, because she's pregnant by him. She's 42, mm-hmm. I believe, something like that, 40, something like that.
He don't call
and
him
he's
a
like
cougar.
22. I'm like, what?
He don't call him a cougar.
That's too much.
I ain't hacking it, though.
And then I think it's Keisha Cole is dating Honcho, and I think he like 24, she 42. I'm like, ooh, child. So I was just...
Diddy, what's the youngest you've dated? Have you ever dated somebody under mm-hmm. you? You have? Mm-hmm. How many years, like, under would you say you went?
In the range of 12.
Like 12 years?
Mm-hmm. Do not recommend.
Yeah, I was about to ask, like, what do you recommend?
And no.
Why you say that? Why would you say that, though?
Because I think that there is too many growing pains that they need to go through mm-hmm. to figure stuff out. Because when you're young, this is for men or women. Mm-hmm. When you're young, you always think it's something better. Mm-hmm. So you need to go explore that.
Damn, you said that so good. I wouldn't have been able to, you said that good because, yeah, being older now, like I'm 31. It's like, I can't see myself with a younger female because I feel like she don't know life yet. Like she don't know like the real pain. She just want to turn up right now. Pussy pink, ass brown. She on that.
Exactly.
Ah, we outside. That's what she on right now. Like she don't care about getting your credit right. Like she could give a damn about getting your credit right. Or she need a car. Like she you know what I mean? She don't care about look. As long as you got a car, you got money. A young girl. Exactly. She outside.
Yeah, and it's a values thing. Mm-hmm. Like some things aren't as valuable to certain people, and you don't get that until you get a little older. And now I'm not a guy, so I don't know when that clicks. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I can't even tell you when that clicked. It just did. it was just one of those things. Like I gotta get my shit together.
Right, and so I think like a lot of times because men are I'm not being mean. I'm just saying this and don't take it no way.
Hey, look, you done had a lot of controversy on this show. Listen, look, right? You had Chuck T going right. Look, hey, shout out to you.
Listen, I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying a lot of men lead with ego. Mm-hmm. So there is certain things that you just can't do as a younger guy and an older woman. That dynamic isn't going to work because mm-hmm. if I'm already well established, that can be intimidating. Not that I am intimidating, but that can be intimidating when they don't have.
You are intimidating.
I am not intimidating. You're intimidated.
Look,
I'm not intimidated.
If I didn't know you, Didi, and I was trying to approach you, I'd be like, damn, you got a lot going for yourself.
But
you got,
that don't make me intimidating.
You in shape.
That just means you're intimidated.
I'm a chunky nigga, and you looking good. What I look like walking up to you? You know what I mean?
I'm just saying, you never know though. Like that's what I'm saying. Like when a guy is younger, they don't have the experience to know how to approach because it's certain things that they don't have in mm-hmm. place.
Right.
So the things that I have is going to intimidate them. I don't know why, but I've been here longer than you. I'm supposed to have this
right,
shit.
Right,
if I didn't, you should be worried.
Right. Nah, for real. For real. So yeah.
But yeah, I just want, because I know that sometimes it's a double standard mm-hmm. when it comes to younger guys dating, older guys dating younger women mm-hmm. and vice versa. So I just want to know how you felt about it. And what's the biggest age gap you've dated?
When I was 22, I dated somebody. She was like 30. She was 30 already, and I was like 22. Ooh. And
I can't imagine being 30 dating a 22.
It was crazy. it was because she would always hit me with the like, oh, like you know, you're not mature yet, like you know, stuff like that. Whenever we got into arguments stuff, and I was just like,
yeah, because I'm 22.
Fresh out of high school, baby. You know what I mean? Cut me some slack.
See, because that age difference doesn't sound bad when it's like 42
mm-hmm. and like
and 50.
Right.
So that's the age gap matters in certain age groups.
Yeah.
Well, it sometimes just matters because it's just too goddamn big. But
yeah. I mean, I love me a cougar down here.
You are crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, I just wanted to know your thoughts on that. I thought it was an interesting topic. But I have another question about dating. Since everybody's always talking about this shit, I don't know why it's such a hot topic.
Lord
it
Jesus.
Ain't even on my board. It just came to my mind. Mm-hmm. 50-50.
Mm. My soul. I'm gonna tell you like this. You know I'm engaged now,
mm-hmm.
right? So Woo! Look, my
me and my woman, we don't go, I wouldn't say we go 50-50. Mm-hmm. But I mean, it is certain things that like she takes care of, like right. So like if I'm taking care of the rent, like in, you know, the big stuff, she'll take care of, like in the car insurance or something, like something right. small, Duke Energy or something, like it's something that's like minor, you know. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if you would call that exactly 50-50 because I'm paying more than mm-hmm. what she is, but I mean she is paying something,
right?
So I mean, I don't think that's 50-50. How do I feel about 50-50 now, cutting everything down the middle? I'm trying to say this because I know how this can go. I can hear niggas in the comments now, TB. Look, it's nothing wrong with a guy who can pay everything, but it helps to have a partner who you can go 50-50 with. Like it's cool to have a woman who'll be like, she wanna hold down her shit. That way, you know, there's no friction between y'all about money ever, you know, the whatever. My lady is like that. She don't mind paying 50-50. Like right. she'll be like if you ain't got it, I'm willing to give it, because I feel like the pay the whole thing only that only works with like a woman who don't got shit going on.
Yeah.
Like
yeah.
If you ain't got no money, and then you just want a dude to just come and pay all your bills, then no, fuck no. Yeah, we not doing that.
I agree. Yeah, and I think money. That's why the debate keeps happening, because mm-hmm. most of the time it's with women who don't have anything. Because mm-hmm. like most of the time when you got a woman that got something, that's not even a conversation.
It's not even like oh yeah, well, can we go 50? Like
let me write these bills. Yeah,
it's not even a conversation.
No, it's not even a conversation. So I think that a lot of these conversations are happening with modern women.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that's outside,
mm-hmm.
how do you feel about, or do you believe that modern women have ruined their chances of being dated seriously?
Look, ruined it, because they have too many expectations. They like, look, a man can't, they had a list out of like where men can take them. Yeah. I've never in my life heard somebody say, don't take me to a restaurant, because a restaurant is not a date. What the fuck is it then? I mean,
right?
Are we just out just looking at each other? I mean, we talking at the table.
Yeah.
I don't know. So and then they had a list of places that women don't want to go, like Cheesecake Factory. Don't take them to Red Lobsters. Where the fuck do you want to go then?
First of all, half them hoes ain't getting taken on dates anyway.
At all.
So I don't even know why they have a
straight
list.
To the hotel room. Straight to the Motel 8.
Yeah, the one little young girl, she was on Teespring.
Mm-hmm.
She was on his show, and I said this in one of the clips from my other show, because she just really bothered me. Mm-hmm. And she was like, "He can take me to the club. We can vibe out to the club, ma'am.
Yeah,
the club
where the music is on 1,000. We not having no conversations.
They slow.
The club.
What they gonna talk? They ain't got nothing to talk about. They don't have nothing to talk about."
And it's crazy that like when you get older, you sound like your parents when you be like these young folk don't know nothing. Now I know where the fuck they was coming from when they said like y'all young people don't know shit.
Yeah, just keep living. I tell them all, just keep living.
I say that all the time on the stage, which is crazy. I'm like, I feel old enough to say shit like that. Like just keep living, because like what the fuck?
Yeah. This one guy was in my comments, something with your old ass. I said, you think you calling me old is offensive?
Yeah, that's the yeah. Right.
I was like, you know what the alternative of that is? Mm. Death, sir.
Yeah, I'm good.
Like you keep breathing. It's gonna happen to you.
Oh yeah, too. You next. You next
like,
up.
And I don't know where that came from. It seems to be prevalent now, though. Like using that as a slur, like calling somebody old. I'm like, why is that a bad thing? I'm confused.
Yeah, I'm lost.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't want to be young. I was broke as fuck.
Yeah, I like where I'm at now.
Listen, it gets better.
Mm-hmm.
I promise you. Just take care of yourself. It gets better. Promise you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, being called old is not even, and the fact that they even thought that was disrespectful was crazy.
I was laughing like, you can't offend me on social media. You're not real. I don't know you.
Right. He probably didn't even have a profile picture, did he?
No.
These niggas.
No.
These niggas.
No. I'm like, y'all corny. And it was funny because he was talking about Ryan Davis. He was commenting. And he was like, he didn't know who Ryan Davis was. Mm-hmm. And well, show me something that he did. He ain't. First of all, I'm not doing your homework for you. Google is free.
Yeah, it really is.
Okay, if you don't know him, I don't know what to tell you. Now, this next question, I hope it don't get you in trouble.
Uh-oh.
Now you can do a hypothetical answer.
I don't get in trouble.
All right, what's the biggest lie you ever told someone you were dating?
Hey. You just pulled that one out, didn't you? I'm over here trying to, I'm squinting. Either.
It's on there.
God damn. That they were good in sex.
Why would you tell them that?
I don't know. When I was younger, I used to feel like if you, you know what I'm saying, you gotta gas your woman up. You know? Yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah. I can't tell you which one though. I won't go there, but yeah, I had to go there one time. But I mean, women do it too.
If it's not good, I'm not saying shit.
Oh damn. Oh, you cold.
I'm just not gonna say nothing.
You're not gonna say
I'm not gonna lie, but I'm just not gonna say a word.
So like in the midst of it, when he like damn, this shit good, huh? Right?
Huh? I'm acting like, I'm not lying.
Didi's out here hurting feelings and taking names, okay? He back there think he working and shit, and you...
Listen. It be...
Grown man tears, boy. Grown man tears, for real.
I can't be telling... Nope, because they be watching. Nope. Mm-mm. I can't be telling them myself, but I'm not going to lie, though.
We got to talk to Fred on this one.
And then...
We got to talk to Fred. We got to get Fred in here on this one.
He's trying to bring the engineer in.
I don't know. Look, shout out to Fred behind the camera, man. Y'all, look.
He over here trying to hurt feelings.
Oh, my God. No, because Fred, no. He probably over there holding a laugh right now.
I be down like, oh, whose is this? Whose is this? That's all you got for me.
Man, Fred be like, you so hard on people.
Hard.
No, like, relax. You gotta relax.
Oh man.
It'd be a lot. It'd be a lot. And I just be trying to, you know, hold my mule. I can't do it. I ain't lying.
Fellas, we need to cancel that line then, because some of y'all, the females do be lying too. I'm pretty sure.
They do. My homegirls be like, yeah, I told him. I'm like, well, why would you lie to him? Now he's gonna go somebody else with that whack ass dick.
Oh God, Jesus. And then look, and then it's just look, it just lazy dick all over the place.
I can't even nope.
I don't even ask the question. I don't even want to know. If you around, I'm guessing it's good.
No, because it could be like other things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Nope, you ain't about to bust my bubble. Nope, my shit good. Great A.
No, I'm trying to think. I don't think I'm like, nah, I ain't no return customer. If it's trash,
You ain't never like said like, all right, well, maybe the first time he was a little nervous, you know?
Yeah.
He didn't eat his vegetables.
And then it happened
oh, damn.
Brother, always listen to the first red flag.
The second time was your chance. Look at me. Look, the second time was your chance. You had to prove yourself.
Now, this was years ago. So anybody currently or don't think it's you. I ain't talking about nobody current.
Trust, it's you too. Yeah. Dee, I know Dee. Look, it's you too.
Fred, get out my face, Fred. Y'all try to get me in trouble.
Fred knows something too, and I'm gonna talk to him after the show. We're gonna get down to the bottom of this
everything.
We got this weak dick syndrome, I guess, going around this motherfucker. We gonna find out.
No, Fred said I'm too hard on people.
I believe it.
He did. He said I'm too hard.
She the call queen. She be you be beating on niggas, don't you?
No, I don't beat on nobody anymore.
Yeah, you Lord Jesus.
I used to be really mean. Really mean.
I don't. I'm not shocked, Didi. No, you look like you.
But I'm not no more. Am I, Fred? I'm not mean enough. Am I mean?
Didi is beautiful, but tell you, look, she look like she punching niggas in the face for nothing.
Look, Fred. Am I mean? Should I be mean? I am not mean, and I should be. I'm very overly nice now, and it's terrible for me. Terrible for me.
I had a crush on Dee Dee for a long time.
Oh, God.
Mm-mm. When I first met Dee Dee, she just I said, God damn. What was that?
That's what you did. Why you had to do it like an R&B singer, though?
What was that? You got to have a finger. Because I'm actually, I grew up in the 90s.
You got to grab the air.
I grew up in the 90s when niggas did this shit like this. When I first seen you, I said, damn.
Yo, shit. You are crazy. Oh, my God. Listen, let me ask you another question because you over here cutting the hell up. You are cutting the hell up. Look, okay, so I posted this video. Mm-hmm. I think it's been a week now. Let me tell you, it has been nonstop on my fitness page. It's so bad, like it's 24 hours nonstop comments. Yeah. And it's because you know Kevin Samuels gets the people going. Mm-hmm. So there's a clip mm-hmm. about a girl who came on Kevin Samuels' show okay. who said that she started the video out just mm-hmm. like this. She said, I'm 5'4", 200 pounds. But I'm thick. Mm-hmm. He said, you're not thick. You're obese.
Oh,
he, well. He said, you are. He said, you're larger than the average running back.
Yeah. See, that's why motherfuckers didn't like
well, him. Well, he ain't you said you. He didn't say you. He said that's larger than the average running back.
Yeah, he don't know how to talk to women, man.
He don't know how to talk to nobody. You ever heard him talk to men?
Man.
He used to call them fat fuckers. He was nice to women compared to how he talked to men. But this video, I posted two different videos mm-hmm. in the last week. They both have over, one has 2 million views, one got 2.5 million views. Mm-hmm. I'm talking about these people tussling in these comments. Tussling. Why do you think women have such a hard time accepting the truth?
Because some just don't, if you are obese, a lot of people don't like to hear that you're fat. Like me, I'm fat. I know I'm fat. I don't give a fuck. Right.
But men can accept that. Yeah, like men, right. You can say that to a man and you're like, okay.
Right. But women, I feel like they care so much about their image. You know, I feel like women care more about their image than like a man. Like, yeah, you get men that just want to go to the gym. We want to look good. That way we can get women, you know what I'm saying? Or whatever. But there's women who really like, they really want to look a certain way. And if they don't, then a man says something about it, it really attacks their like, self-esteem. I feel like
anybody saying anything about it, they can't take it. And I'm saying it because I'm a fitness coach. Right. I'm on the phone with them like, but you're big,
right?
That's why you called me.
Yeah. I don't know.
But women don't like to hear the truth about anything.
That's getting into a whole nother thing.
So what do you that's what I'm saying. Like, why don't they want to hear the truth? Like women will say in a relationship, they'll be like, mm-hmm. you could be honest with me. You can mm-hmm. tell me anything.
And the minute you honest with them, you done fucked up. Yeah, baby, I want to talk to you. I just want to be honest with you. You know, when I went out to Columbia, I did cheat. Da da da. Fuck. You cheated, nigga. And then you be out the house. You know what I mean? And then trying to find somewhere to stay. So being honest ain't all it's cracked up to be. You got to lie sometimes. And that's just where I'm at with that, you know. Take that in.
Listen,
you know what I mean?
Because I don't think that anybody should tell anybody everything.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care who it is. Like some stuff, you just got to take the grave with you. You got to take it to the grave.
Yeah,
and
anybody who says, "Yeah, you could be honest with me," don't be honest with them, because those are usually the motherfuckers who can't take it when you really give it to them. How they're saying that they can take it. No.
And so do you think that being honest with somebody, because I think there's a disconnect somewhere, right? Mm-hmm. So you can be honest with me, mm-hmm. but I still have the option to deal with the honesty mm-hmm. the way I want to deal with
right,
it.
Right, right.
You can tell me whatever you want to tell me.
And that's true.
But
too.
Can you handle how I'm going to react? So because that's a way of me being truthful with you too.
Because mm-hmm.
now we both telling the truth.
Right.
You told me you cheat. Now I'm about to fuck you up.
Mm-hmm.
Can you handle that?
That's, that's your honesty towards me. See that? That's
now I'm being honest.
Right. That's some fucked up shit, bro.
Just saying. That's
how you wind up in a fucked up situation right there. You see?
Because I think I hear men all the time. Mm-hmm. Women don't want to hear the truth. No, you don't want the repercussions of what the truth is.
Mm-hmm.
Because the truth don't have to always be bad. But just so happens, it always is.
Yeah.
And now y'all mad because now you got to deal with the consequences of what the truth is. Because the truth could have just been, I went to Columbia and had some good food without your ass.
Mm-hmm.
No, not I stuck my dick in somebody else. God damn.
Right, yeah, see, yeah, I guess you're right. Look, the truth don't always set you free. sometimes that the truth will send you straight to hell because whatever comes after the truth is
that it'll go back to me whooping your ass.
Right. You see what I mean? And then she beating on niggas on the regular. She, you know what I mean? She choking niggas up in the closet.
No, you can tell me the truth. The problem is, I'm gonna match your energy.
And then she cold. You know, I don't think you even want to go there with Dee Dee. She be done told you some shit about your mama you ain't even know about. And now
I'm gonna be the nicest person in the world. No, you just ain't gonna know what I'm gonna be doing.
She gonna say it nice. It's still gonna hurt.
I'm gonna still cook. I'm gonna be the nicest person in the world.
Are you gonna cook for him after? I'd be scared to eat that food.
No, you can eat it. Just
put a little something.
Now you about to get some truth. Wait, give me a couple weeks.
Oh Lord Jesus.
We telling truth. You don't want to know my truth.
Yeah, then don't tell the truth, but look, caution.
You better hold some shit back. You don't want to know everything. I'm trying to tell you.
Motherfuckers tell you some shit about you, how you fucked up. I ain't telling her nothing else. Fuck it.
Yeah, that's the problem. That's why we got bitches out here 5'4", 200 pounds talking about they thick. I'm just saying. Ain't nobody told them nothing.
I'm amazed that you work out and you be like, sometimes you be saying like, yeah, that like I need to drop or whatever. I'll be like, I feel like you fit already though.
There is certain levels to this, okay? So yes, I'm fit. I'm cool with if I'm just every day, I'm about to shoot a film where I got to be half naked. So I have to be a certain way because the camera gonna put weight on me.
She be thirst trapping too.
I do not be thirst trapping.
Make sure y'all look. She be thirst trapping.
I can't help who thirsty.
Booty cheeks out, all types of things. I look.
I work out for a reason.
I'm looking. Okay, just know. Shit. Ass out, I'm looking.
Hey, you supposed to. That's why they out.
Can't help it.
Hey, they give me rolls. So.
Dee Dee's ass.
Shut up. Something is seriously wrong with you, man.
Oh, man.
So what has been the best piece of advice someone has given you?
To take your losses as a learning experience. Whenever like I do shows and I feel like I don't like, cause I've had shows where I didn't bomb, but I feel like I could have did better, you know? Okay. That's where you talk to like other comedians and other people and like, how did I do? How do you feel like I could have did that? Like people who's been doing it longer than, you know, I have, of course.
Right.
And they always say, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, don't be so hard on yourself. Take it and run with it and, you know, shape it up. And, you know, just don't be so hard on yourself. I would say that's, like, a good advice to have, you know, especially doing, like, comedy. Because, yeah, you can do good, but in your mind, you didn't do as good as you think. So you, like, beating yourself up.
Being overly critical.
Yeah.
I could imagine that because... That's why Erykah Badu says she an artist and she's sensitive about her shit.
Oh, yeah. Me too. Sensitive about my shit.
Okay. So this Sunday is Mother's Day.
Mm-hmm.
What is your best memory with your mom?
Best memory with my mom? Her coming to my first comedy show.
Okay.
Yeah. She came to my first comedy. My first comedy show, stand-up wise, was when I came here to Charlotte. So... She came and you know, she was like, I'm here to support you, whether you do bad or you do good. You know, I got your back. And that's just my mom though. She just like, you know, she got my back regardless. And thank God I did good that night. You know, right. she was in the crowd dying. So I would say that, you know, for me, having her there to see me on stage, actually doing something with you know, all the craziness and stuff like that. So
that's what's up. And do you have siblings?
I have one little brother.
Why do you say it like that?
Yeah, I got a little brother.
Oh,
yeah,
he just brought his ass and took the shine. Yeah, you're right, like, you know,
that motherfucker. Nah, he's so and if you met him, he's like the total opposite of me. Like how I'm out, you know, the outgoing, like TB in the
right.
He be in the room and be like,
how old is he?
25. He'll be 26. Yeah, he's so like conservative. Like he'll be in a room and just be like, you know, just quiet, and I'll be the one, you know, loud dancing, making everybody laugh, you know. See? So like it's just totally different personalities, but yeah.
Okay, that's what's up. So what's like the best Mother's Day gift you ever given your mom?
A spa. I took her to the spa and let her just like relax. Like, she always wanted to go to the spa. Like, mm-hmm. That's like her thing, like relaxing and
yeah.
stuff like that. So
best gift, man. People don't understand.
Let people dig in her back, and I was. She was like, "Oh, I feel different." Yeah, I bet you do.
Yeah, that, I think that's probably one of the top Mother's Day gifts. It's just mm-hmm. having time off and getting to relax. Mm-hmm. That's the best one. So this question is a question that I ask all of my guests, mm-hmm. and this is how I end my show. What advice would you give 15-year-old TB?
Don't quit. Don't be hard on yourself. Whenever people tell you no, still go hard, because you know I didn't always get yeses. I didn't always get people who like gravitated towards me or my content or my comedy. So I would tell 15-year-old TB, push. Like, even when people tell you you can't do something, do it anyways. And just be yourself.
That's some great advice. That's great advice. So do you have any shows coming up? Anything you want to promote? Anything you want to let people know you got going on? How people can follow you? Mm-hmm. All that good stuff.
Okay.
Let the people know what you got.
You can follow me on social media at TB_TOO_funny. That's where I post all my Jose skits and all my other skits on there. I just finished filming a movie called Campaign of Deception. So when that drops, that'll be on Tubi. And then I filmed another movie that I'm in. It's called Snapped. That's gonna be on Tubi soon. So I mean, I have movies dropping on Tubi. And if you haven't seen it already, First Day Out, which is already out on Tubi, it's a comedy. So watch Jose go crazy as the Uber driver. And yeah, just follow me and just, man, get these laughs, man.
Did you give me, you gave me a social media, all of that, right? Mm-hmm. Okay. Listen, y'all. Y'all need to make sure y'all follow TB and check out Jose. Jose is out of control, okay? Jose be all over the place.
All over the place.
Jose and everything.
He's in everything.
Okay. Okay?
I tell you what, look, Jose, he's all over the place, okay? I'll tell you that. Look, he's in a car right now. He's probably waiting on me now. Like, you know, like what the fuck is going on? So
listen, I do got another question. How the hell did you even come up with Jose?
Jose. How I came up with Jose is I had this mustache. I've always had this mustache at my house. And I just happened to go to Party City and I saw this wig and I tried it on and I was like, I'm going to buy the wig. So I bought the wig. When I got home, I put the wig with the mustache. The wig is brown, but the mustache is black. And I made a video just dancing, you know. That's where it started, and like Cedric the Entertainer like shared my stuff, and so I was like, yo, like this Jose character could be something. So since then I just like been like dropping like little Jose skits. I was dropping Jose stuff and then people was like gravitating towards it, and then I did the Big Facts Money Train video with Money Train and god damn it, what is his name? Why can't I think of his name? You know,
Rich Dunk.
Rich, I'm sorry, Rich. I love you. Look, Rich Dunk and Money Train, a Big Facts video.
He cut up so bad.
Man, Jose was going
so
crazy.
So bad.
Jose was going crazy. And then from there came and then kept doing skits and got a First Day Out. Kept doing skits, and then Jose's in a Christmas movie also about to come out. I forgot about that. Yeah, that's gonna be funny because Jose is just like random, like
he's very random.
He's just so random, you know what I mean? Like, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing?
Just a random wig and mustache, and Jose was
created. And then the open shirt and the chain that came like later on once like people started really like noticing who Jose was. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's all she wrote from there.
Oh my god, I can't. Well, I appreciate you for coming. I appreciate you for get me to tell on myself on the show.
Yep, we got down to the nitty gritty. See,
you done brought Fred into mm-hmm. the show. Ain't nobody ever talked to Fred on the show.
Yep, see, yeah, see, look, TB Too Funny gonna get it. We gonna get down to the bottom of it. Mm-hmm.
Listen, y'all know who I am. I am your girl, the Core Queen. I help big back bitches lose weight, get in amazing shape, without starving themselves, spend hours a day in the gym. So if you need a personal trainer, fitness coach, nutritionist, glute specialist, certified online fitness coach, holler at your girl. I got you. Schedule a consultation with me. If you ain't got no money, I ain't your girl. But I will help you out with a plan, a payment plan. Mm-hmm. We could figure something out. Just don't act like you can't afford me. You probably can. Mm-hmm. I will work something out. But I want y'all to be healthy. I want y'all to live longer. I want y'all to age better. Mm-hmm. Cause y'all outside a lot and y'all looking a little bad in y'all 20s. Mm-hmm. So let me help you out.
Out there looking like wrestlers. Ain't no shame. Oh, Big Show and Mark Henry and all them motherfuckers.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate y'all for watching the Core Queen podcast. Mm-hmm. Make sure you subscribe to the YouTube channel, like the freaking video, comment on the video, tell people about the video, turn on your notification bell so you know when we go live, when we post videos, all that stuff, all the goodness. Follow me on all social media platforms, Didi Leggett, The Core Queen, all that stuff. Google me, I'm there. Find me. If you need a podcast studio to host, freaking live stream, whatever, record your podcast, check out corequeenpodcaststudios.com. Book your session, book your room, run an ad, whatever you need from me, holler at your girl. I got you. We'll check y'all out next week and we are out.
Mm-hmm.